opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Happy to have you back. We're here with a fabulous guest in a couple of minutes, talking about book publishing. Very exciting. She's just published a new author. Is it a she or he? I have actually never met PJ Campbell.
It is a she.
Ah,
she is PJ, and we, Holly and I, back here in the book department, have been working closely with her for months, so we almost feel like she's a close friend.
Well, she's closer to you than she is me, but at the end of the show, she's going to be closer to me than she is you, so I'm going to really dig in and roll out my great topics for her, so it's going to be really fun. I do know a PJ that I played hockey with, though, that was not her, but hence the confusion. How are you, Amanda?
I'm great. We're busy little bees back here in the book department. Holly and I were just talking about some of the new titles that are going to be coming out in the next year or so, and I thought it would be a great opportunity to have PJ on, because PJ not only wrote a book about how to create a successful book campaign, but she's also gone through the whole Life Tips book publishing process. So I thought maybe she could weigh in on, you know, how what she got out of it and what she thought of the process, as well as giving some great tips to some of our authors out there who are looking for ways to market themselves and create their own book campaigns.
It's going to be very exciting. I can't wait to roll out the 271 questions that I've put together for her that extend beyond any possible realm you can imagine, including asking her a little bit about some of the new XML technologies that are feeding content directly from the web over into automating the process of creating books. So we're going to try to really pick her brain and learn a lot from her, and also talk a little bit about the incredible opportunities that we see in the future to bring on, can you imagine, 500 gurus and publish 500 books in the next 9 months?
I know. So we're going to be so busy, Byron. I can't even tell you. We've had book proposals pouring in.
500 books in nine months. I think that would just be a jaw-dropping opportunity. We need like a little scale to see if we can actually pull this off. We'll talk with PJ about it. Let's take a little break, everybody. We'll be back to you in just a second.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
XY7 with affiliate marketing. Are you an affiliate? If yes, you'll pay me. No ifs, ands, or maybes. Get paid daily. Make a mad dash. Sign up as a flash. Quickly convert the click into cash. Marketing network is first place. I cut to the chase. It's all performance based. Listen to what I'm telling you, cause this what you better do. Join as a publisher and maximize your revenue. Think we agreed that money is what you need. Indeed, you can get paid from sales and leads. Not one thing lacking. Don't get it cracking. Even comes with state of the art tracking. Where did it start? You can do it a couple ways. 866XY7 pays. It's toll free. Tell me what you waiting on. So log on to XY7.com.
Did you know
99 Designs is the leading marketplace for graphic design on the internet?
Did you know
99 Designs connects you to a community of over 35,000 designers who will compete to do the best work for you?
Did you know
99 Designs allows you to post projects for logo design, web page design, t-shirt design, and more?
Did you know
99 Designs projects the average of over 70 different design options for a price that you set?
99 Designs. When designers compete, you win.
Have a good weekend, Andy.
See you, Andy.
Hey, Jim, why are all the coders leaving so early? Doesn't your department have a deadline of, like, midnight or something? Me and my staff are here all night.
I saved money on my staffing budget by outsourcing a lot of work to offshoring.com. I told them I needed a coder, and they sent me profiles fast. My staff just filled in the little details, and now we're having margarita night.
Offshoring.com. Fast, inexpensive, excellent, and on time. Offshoring.com.
The Shoe Money Show. Ring on the bling.
Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific.
Or on demand anytime inside the advertising channel.
On webmasterradio.fm.
Trying to crank in the cash.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Hey, everybody. We are back, and we're back on with PJ Campbell. She is our publishing guru here at Life Tips, and we're going to be talking to her today about her latest book with Life Tips. PJ, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much.
How do you guys like that music in the background? Sorry, I put you on hold. I put myself and the show on hold for a second. Can I do that legally? I think I can. PJ, welcome.
Well, thank you, Byron. I'm very, very pleased to be here.
Congratulations on your 101 author tips book published by Life Tips. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited, and I've been working 24/7 to really practice what I preach.
Wow. Wow. Well, you just got a standing ovation from George, our producer, so thank him for a standing ovation.
Byron,
yeah,
I just want to give you a little background on PJ real quick. She is our publishing guru here at Life Tips. She is totally clued in with Twitter. She actually just did a blog post on the Life Tips blog about, you know, how to be a better Twitterer and how to get your book campaign out there via Twitter. So
cool.
PJ is really one of our super clued in gurus. She knows how to blog. She knows how to get her name out there. So I just want to give you a little background on how awesome she is.
She's the author of bookpublishing.lifetips.com in addition to the author, 101 author tips. So, wow, thanks for being here with us. Tell us about the challenges of writing a book about book publishing.
Well, since I basically live in that world every day in my day job and then come home at night and write about it, it's really been actually an awakening to know that I know a lot more than what I thought I knew, to be honest with you. It's kind of funny, mm-hmm. You know, when someone asks you, what do you do, or you take a look at your resume and you step back and you go, oh, wow, I really do know quite a bit about that subject. So it's been interesting and thoroughly enjoyable. And I just have to tell you that working with the team, Amanda and Holly, has just been an absolute pleasure.
Oh,
dealing
good.
With Life Tips has just been so rewarding for me. Their patience, their support, their responsiveness. I'm very, very impressed.
Oh, good. Peter, I'm really happy to hear. That's great. We've had a total rejuvenation of you know, how we're approaching books, and we're taking, you know, such a great hands-on approach these days that it's good to be working with authors like you that are really on, like, a friend level with us. I mean, how many times a day have you and Holly and I, you know, spoken to one another, like 20, 30 times a day?
A lot, that's for sure, and a lot of emails back and forth, but all good. And like I said, I just can't imagine it being any better than this.
Well, I know the team was really excited about the topic area because we ourselves are trying to learn as much as we can about the process of from an author's perspective of creating a book and what their needs are and their wants are and how we can help that process. Can you talk about that a little bit? I mean, you're an expert in a topic area. Do you have any strategic advice for the many other gurus that are going to be publishing books for us? Can you offer some tips there?
Sure. Well,
besides praying,
101 author tips. One of the biggest challenges that authors generally have, at least the over 4,000 authors that I've worked with in my tenure at at the publishing house where I am, is that they don't really realize how much they are going to have to step up to the plate and contribute to their own PR and marketing campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes as a very big surprise to many of them. And what I'm hoping is, in 101 author tips, that they get a little bit clued in as to how to navigate within the publishing process. And I actually really got to experience that firsthand in working with Amanda and Holly, and again trying to practice what I've written about and corresponding in a very polite and politically correct way and being complimentary and taking their suggestions to heart and not looking at them as criticisms, you know, if you will,
mm-hmm.
But really knowing that we're all in this for the same reason. We want to create the best possible book that we can, and we want it to be well received out there. And I'll tell you, they've made my job so easy.
What are your thoughts about our mission to try to bring in, you know, literally hundreds and hundreds of gurus that create 101 tips at Life Tips and oftentimes take over an existing tip site, which is good because it has traffic on it and all kinds of neat stuff. But, you know, do you think our mission is admirable, and will it attract great gurus like you? And if it can attract great gurus like you, do you think we can keep gurus like you happy?
Well, I think that you are extremely optimistic as far as how many books you could possibly take on. But then again,
yep.
I don't know what your staff level is or what your
yep.
plans are for additional staff.
Sure.
But the publisher that I currently work for, we generally publish well over 1,000 titles a year, but we're a global company.
Wow.
So we have a lot of support. Then again, you know, your publishing model is different. And
yep.
being a part of a series, which I really love, because that comes with a branding that you don't have to start from the beginning creating. Do you know what I
right.
mean?
Yes.
Like, you guys have already set it up, set the success wheel in motion, and hiring people or asking people like myself to write a book about a particular topic and be part of your series, I think about 50% of the job is done. So if we as authors are able to contribute to what you've already laid the groundwork for, then I think it is possible, Byron. You know, if you get a lot of people that are willing to do the work, and certainly, especially if you want to give them all a copy of my book.
Hey, yeah, right. Which we should do by default, I might add. I'll have to add that to my task list. So check out the plan, and I welcome your thoughts on this, because you come from an environment that publishes a lot of book in a slightly different setting than us. But so our books are produced. Every book that we publish at LifeTips, of course, is an on-demand printed book. It's available at every bookstore worldwide. We're doing our diligence to try to work with writers to define what we call category maps of what they're going to write their tips in, and then, you know, tip titles and working through all of that, and then looking at sample tips to make sure it might have, you know, to offer some feedback on the potential target audience of our books. But we've relied upon the talent of someone like Holly to actually, you know, create these electronic mechanicals, if you will, you know, in taking the content from the engines that we use to go back and forth with how you create content, taking that content from our engines, which are proprietary, and then removing them and putting them in sort of an Adobe format, and then ripping out, you know, Adobe mechanicals and PDFs that then become books. That's an extremely laborsome and burdensome process to actually produce the book, even from a production standpoint, not to mention a back and forth standpoint. So my question for you is comes with an observation. Lulu.com, which I'm sure you're familiar with, has an
yes.
average run size of about 1.2 for every book that they publish, okay? And they're taking technology and automatically ripping a book, and it's a self-publishing model, right?
Yes.
Life Tips has a different vision. We have editors here. We want to give our gurus feedback. More importantly, we want our gurus to learn what are the hot topics on their tip site at Life Tips, which can help determine what they should end up writing a book about. And at the same time, we want our gurus to be true experts in their topic areas, maybe even be published authors already in various topic areas where they can sort of, you know, re-spin their knowledge and their expertise that they might have published in another book into short, concise tips. And, you know, in your mind, can you ever foresee this process being more automated, being easier, and really taking the technology, much like Lulu does, moving that into an XML format, which we're looking at. We're trying to recruit a really high-end Adobe consultant, actually, to help us with this. And ripping those books much easier into what becomes an electronic mechanical, a PDF, if you will, that an author can look at, quickly approve, and make this happen very fast. That's the vision we have. Tell me if this, if you believe this can happen, PJ. Can you imagine
absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. And I can tell you that the publisher that I work with now has just produced their 10,000th title on ebooks for in the ebook format.
Yep.
And, you know, well, look at what Amazon is doing. I mean, I've uploaded other books onto Amazon for their Kindle version, and it's ready to go.
Right.
I can see where you're going. I think a lot of publishers are going there. I think one of the challenges that I continue to hear about and read in the trade journals is that, you know, publishers really haven't figured out the profit model for ebooks yet, and that seems to be a sticking point, but I'm sure they will moving forward. And
here's what's interesting, PJ. We love printed books. We love ISBN numbers. Every book at Life Tips under our model will continue to be a printed book. Okay. What I'm suggesting, however, is that we take a mechanical, which is an Adobe, you know, an Adobe ebook, if you will, and we instantly turn it into a printed book. You know, that's what I'm talking about, right? So it exists in a PDF format, but the end result is a hard copy printed book. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes, yes.
So
yes,
I am never going to change the book publishing division of Life Tips. I believe, my father is a professor of philosophy at the University of Maine. I come from an academic background. Books are the foundation of the web as far as I'm concerned, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we need ISBN numbers. We need to make all of our gurus published authors with their name on the title of an ISBN. The difference, though, is how the technology is ripped out, and that's what we have up our sleeve moving forward. Now, having said that, here's another question for you. You really had a wonderful opportunity to work back and forth with Holly and Amanda. How important is that for the book publishing process? Dare we let gurus publish books, you know, not on their own? I don't think that I could ever foresee that happening, especially with the passion and the intensity that Holly and Amanda, you know, come to the table with, which is, we want these books to be amazing, you know, we want them to be great, you know, and we have an obligation to our gurus, you know, to give them feedback, right?
But
how important is that feedback to the actual book production process, and in your mind? And, you know, would we have produced less of a product if we just let you, PJ, do your own thing and publish your own book?
Well, absolutely. I think that there is a big difference. You know, and you know that from all the self-publishing houses that are out
yep.
there.
Right.
And, you know, not to say that a self-published author doesn't go through the editorial process or anything, but that is an added fee for them.
Yeah.
So if they want to just submit their files and get it printed and bound and all of that, they can go ahead and do that. But if they really want an expert to take a look at it, it costs extra.
Yeah.
So
beyond
beyond that, Byron, there is no camaraderie and relationship building within the publishing house without having that editorial support. And in a traditional publishing house, the editor is the main contact for any author, particularly authors who might be what we would call on a C level, where they're not really going to get a whole lot of support from their publisher.
Uh-huh.
They're really not going to talk to, you know, a publicist or a marketer or anyone else in the company outside of their editor. Everything is channeled through the editor. And I know just in my process in dealing with Amanda and Holly, it actually, you know, it was kind of like having them give me a group hug at times because I was pulling my hair out saying, oh, my God, please don't edit this anymore.
But right.
Every edit came with reason, and it made sense. And then when I would go back and say, you know, perhaps you're not really understanding what I'm trying to say, and I would spell it out a little bit differently, then still there was that cooperative effort where Holly would come back and say, you're right, I didn't think about it like that, thank you. So we really had a very team approach to putting this book together, and that is something I think that a self-published author, unless they go for the upgraded program with a self-publishing house that they're not going to get. And that's also, Byron, why self-published books have such a stigma attached to them, that bookstores are afraid to have these books on their shelves because they're not of the level of quality that they could be. Nothing against the writer or the author who, you know, and on a particular subject matter, but you know, all of us need to be edited in some form or another. It's, to me, it's no different than going to my closet and deciding what I'm going to wear today and not even paying attention to what I throw on without looking in the mirror and looking to see if it goes together. Do you know what I mean? I'm saying?
I have that problem all the time myself. And I fail miserably. But
it's, you know, Byron, PJ is exactly right. I mean, when Holly and I take on these books, we go through a very serious process of determining, does this book have legs? Is it going to take off? Does it have a timeless factor to it? Can we market it? Can we sell this book? Once we've actually gone through all the process of taking a new book on, it's, you know, it's got heart. Like, our hearts are in these books. You know, we take them on because we believe in them. And that's the only thing that I think a self-publishing, you know, automated service is going to lack, is the heart to really buckle down and say, I'm going to make this book a success.
What if, PJ, here's another radical model, and I just love radical ideas, but do you think that, for example, using Life Tips as a vehicle to first publish your 101 tips on Life Tips, soliciting then feedback from readers, would be an interesting new twist, perhaps, to the book publishing process. If you will, crowdsourcing the, at least the conceptual part of the tips, and not so much the editing process itself, but would in soliciting feedback, would that be of interest to an author, do you think?
Well, for me, particularly on this book, yeah, absolutely. I would welcome the feedback. The more, the better, because you know, it's impossible, truly, to cover everything, and I'm only one person, and I have a limited amount of knowledge based on my background of 15 years, but you know, and there are a lot of other people out there that are doing different things, and I would love to hear, gee, you know, did you try this? It really worked for me. Maybe you could, you know, pair these two models together and see what you get. I would love it. I love brainstorming. You just get so much more.
It's interesting. There's a big idea perhaps under the hood here that we'll have to mull on a little bit more and flush out. But, you know, right now, for example, we can... You know, you can search for tips on Life Tips, and we drive over a million unique visitors, if you can believe it, a month to Life Tips, right?
That's very much aware of that, Byron.
That's a lot of readers, right?
Yes, it is.
So
that's one of the reasons why I'm there.
If we could engage our readers, right, and ask them to participate in the crafting of these 101 finalists that make it the book, that make it to the book, right? That could be very interesting. You know, a vote of confidence. Should this be included in my 101 tip book? You know?
Oh, make that it would easy be interesting.
That would be interesting because we'd get some votes and then get some potential comments on top of the votes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So now visiting Life Tips is, of course, a place to get a vast amount of knowledge and information on a wide variety of topics, but it's also a place to actually help and participate in the creation of a book.
Now, on that note, though, I want to hear from PJ some tips on, if you're a first-time author with Life Tips, I want to hear about some of the meat of your book with regard to how authors can get going, what's expected of them. You know, give us some good tips from your book.
With regard to becoming author with Life Tips?
Yes. Let's say you're a first-time author with Life Tips, and you don't know where to begin with the whole marketing process and how to begin your own campaign. What's a good starting point?
Well, I think the basic place to start is in your own backyard, to be honest with you, Amanda. And once you've got yourself situated with the book that you're going to be producing, then you should have a website. I mean, that's 101. As far as author tips, number 101, you must have a website. You also probably need to have a blog, and in some cases the blogs are replacing websites. You definitely want to have a Facebook page, a Twitter site, and depending on the business that you're writing about, possibly a LinkedIn page. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the faster we're traveling now in this new technology, the social media sites have become more and more important. And basically that's what I do most of the time, is I'm out there promoting the book on all of the social media outlets that I possibly can. I'm going to all of the different writers groups and clubs and associations to let them know that the book is coming out. But just to step back just for a second, it all begins with creating a relationship. Just like you and I created a relationship, Amanda, about the book, it's taking that model and going out and creating relationships on the social media sites. I heard one of the social media gurus who I really think is fantastic. His name is David Meerman Scott, who wrote two books. His second book is Worldwide Rave. And he talks about how you wouldn't show up at a cocktail party and walk up to someone that you don't know and say, "Hi, I'm PJ Campbell, buy my book." the whole process about social media is to get acquainted with people that are in that world. And by going on and inviting people to join you and making comments on people's sites without the hardcore quote-unquote selling of whatever it is that you would like people to take part in. So I think that starting in your own backyard with website, blog, and then taking it off online and then going to your town libraries and your bookstores and Chamber of Commerce. You should definitely belong to the Chamber of Commerce if you're an entrepreneur in a town. And meet the local merchants who can possibly support your book. I've offered to have my book in a lot of the merchants here in Huntington, New York, because they can trade with me, you know, their services. They sell my book. Well, I can come in and help them. I can publish their site on my site. And the Book Review Bookstore, who's hosting my book launch party on June 9th at 7 p.m., has been so incredible. And I think Holly had a great experience dealing with Julianne there. And it really is about going right where you are to start with, even though we are a global economy now and a global community, you really do have to start in your own backyard.
Now, how much time would you say from the time that you have the book in your hand, or actually from the time that your proposal gets accepted, how much time have you devoted to your own book campaign?
Oh, boy, that's a tough question because it is almost a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And I would say that probably, though, going forward, it's been strong, really strong for the last 4 to 5 months. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I knew that, you know, it was coming, I really started building the website and the blogs and Twitter and Facebook and all of those things. The one thing that held me up as far as pitching it to the media, and that's any of the, you know, television, radio, or print outlets, was the fact that I wasn't sure when the book was going to actually be available on the bookstore shelf. And I'm sure I don't have to tell you that you don't really want the publicity to hit too far in advance, because if you're on the radio and you're on television and they're talking about your book and the listeners or the viewers that can't go into the bookstore and buy it, you've probably lost an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Logistic question for you, PJ. We're very excited about social media and have been as active as we can. We have several social media campaigns, which really mean is exactly you described, you know, having conversations with people. We've been having lots of conversations with people, with a lot of our staff here, and it's really fascinating. And it's very successful, and we really think some great things are starting to happen. One of the questions that we have, we're about to roll out the opportunity for all the gurus at Life Tips to tweet and to have their tweets published on their Life Tips tip site, which I think is going to be really neat, because that will be a more direct way that people can actually reach out to the gurus and start conversations with them, which is going to be really neat. Would you do that? So there's two approaches that we have right now to consider doing that. One is to let you just use your Twitter account that would feed into the Life Tips site, right? Each individual mm-hmm. guru's site. The second approach would be to come up with a name for all of our gurus, like gurus, and their topic area, and combine those two, and or with or without Life Tips, and create sort of a unified brand within Twitter that people might begin to recognize the Life Tips gurus with a brand name for their handle, if you will, in Twitter. Do you have strong feelings one way or the other as to how that would best work from your perspective, you the author? Would you rather tweet from your own Twitter account, or would you mind tweeting from the Life Tips branded Twitter account with your personal name on it, of course? You know, people need to know who you are. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I do, Byron. I honestly, at this point in time, I think I'm trying to minimize how many different places I have to go.
Yeah.
To have a conversation with someone.
Right.
And you're probably aware of TweetDeck.
Yeah, of course.
So,
yep.
So, I mean, I'm definitely utilizing that, and that would really help. So, if there was a way that you could, you know, link us into that,
yep.
that we again wouldn't have to go to the Life Tips site to do it, that would be
right.
really wonderful.
Totally.
But I did think of something while you were expressing what you were thinking about, that might be interesting is to have a tweet or a Twitter Life Tips Guru site where perhaps you have a conversation between the Life Tip gurus about a particular subject or about the publishing process or whatever it is that you want to come up with, but then it goes out, you know, and it is fed to all of our sites.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you are really throwing, you know, a really broad net that you're going to bring in a lot more people than perhaps you normally would. Something I would like to think more about, but
yep.
I kind of see it going in the reverse way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot going on here. And imagine the power of an army of 500 people that are all mm-hmm. interested in promoting their books and connecting with people and having conversations and loving the business model at Life Tips. And that's a powerful army. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes, most definitely.
And so we're really working very hard, and we're rolling out some new things. Actually, I believe it's July 25th. Is that right? Amanda, we're rolling out our new guru program and, mm-hmm. and trying to establish a new definition of what a guru is, actually.
Right. People who are, we're really reaching out to people who are not only gurus and experts in a given subject matter, but people who are really clued into the social media world. Because what good is it publishing great tips if no one gets to read them?
Right.
Absolutely.
So
yep,
the
absolutely.
Definition of you know, applying for a guru, an opening guru opportunity at Life Tips. And mind you, we bring in only one guru for each niche topic. And I think Amanda and Holly and some other people here have filled about 100 slots, but in our mind, we have about another 500 to go. So we're going to kind of recraft our definition of what being a guru is all about. We will continue on with all of the great things we do with gurus. And are just trying to pick our brain with what really makes sense. But you have some great insight on marketing the book. But what about some more insight, you know, marketing the books and marketing yourself through social media and other vehicles? But what about some insights on actually, you know, creating the book from the ground zero up and creating these all-important 101 tips in about 10 categories related to your topic? Do you have some advice for people there that are really, you know, some hints and secrets with, first, how to come up with the categories for the tips, second of all, how to come up with, you know, some tip titles that you can start to reflect on? Did you have a process and a procedure by which you tackled that task?
Thank you, Brian. Yes, actually I did, and it really started out as me making a list of questions that I have either answered or heard over the last 15 years from working with almost 5,000 authors. And the list just seemed to be endless, and it was really disorganized, and a lot of it was repetitive, and I really didn't know which way to go. And so after looking at the list, and I that was just a one-sentence question, I started to fill in what the answers would be. And then going back and then trying to regroup those questions and answers into those categories, it was challenging, I have to tell you, because so many, and I'm sure Holly would echo this, because one of her things back to me and all of our email exchanges was, there's a lot of repetition here. I'm not sure, you know, you're going to have to change a few things. And I could see that. But in my mind, when I was looking at the questions and the answers, it really did look different. So what, to answer more directly your question, is that I absolutely had a process in writing down as questions came to me. I would be sitting in meetings or on phone calls, and I would hear a question from someone in that group setting, and I'd make a note of it. And then I'd go home, and I'd write the answer to it. And I just kept a running log, if you will, on my computer about all these things. And then it was easier for me to then break them down into particular categories. And even in the breaking down of the categories and coming up with all the tip titles, that was a bit of a challenge, to pull out those little nuggets of, well, what's going to pique someone's interest? This whole paragraph is the answer, but how do I title it so someone wants to look at it? So I have to tell you, it was a challenge. I have a great deal of respect for authors to begin with, but I believe that I really gained a newfound respect for them going through the process.
Did you... And do you recommend using keyword research tools to find the hot topics from a search marketing perspective? And did you use any yourself for your book? And I have a follow-up question after that.
Absolutely. I used the SEO, search engine optimization. I used keywords. I looked at Technorati to find out what the top blogs were. I tell you, I feel like my whole life is sitting in front of the computer just endlessly searching the internet to figure out what's the best way that I can get the word out about the topic that I've written on. And beyond that, I really just want to help a lot of authors have a much easier time with the whole publishing process and to feel that they're empowered, that they really have some answers. The one thing that I love about the Life Tips series is that it's such a quick reference guide that you don't have to read the entire book at once, that you can go and look at a category and find a question in there and get your answer immediately. It's not like you have to sit down and read the whole thing in its entirety at any one time.
That's neat. Well, we there's such a great answer there too. Thank you for that. We really believe that there's an art and a science to creating content for the web. You know, for us, you know, it's the art of learning what the wants and needs of your customers are and the science of delivering it to them in a compelling and entertaining and interesting way. And, you know, strangely enough, that's what book publishing should be all about, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so it's really neat. It's really fun, and we really are geeked out over here with lots of neat tools. And what we're hoping to set up by June 25th is an ability, a new tool set that we're going to have set up for each of our individual gurus at Life Tips, where they're going to be able to go in and use this proprietary tool set we have called Word Vision. And everybody could go to wordvision.com to learn more about it. But the net of it is you're going to be able to use Word Vision to find the hot topics related to what's keyword phrases towards what's hot at Life Tips, right? So what are people searching for at Life Tips? What are the keywords that Life Tips is driving traffic towards? And not only are you going to be able to see a lot of keywords, but you're going to see data about these keywords, like the pay-per-click price, which is kind of interesting, as well as the search volume for these keywords. You're going to be able to go in and enter competitors' information and find out keywords that they're targeting for search engine optimization and marketing. It's going to be an amazing tool. that writers are going to have at their disposal to kind of find out what's hot within their topic area. And we think this is the future of publishing. We think it's the future of the web. It's the future of writing. And it's the future of writing books, you know. And so it's going to be really neat. And again, that will be another free tool and another free service that we offer these fabulous gurus that are looking to really take their name and their brand to the next level by publishing a book. What are your thoughts on bringing on gurus that have already published books, perhaps in different topic areas, and having them join Life Tips to create another fun book that's kind of 100 tips within their topic area, a little bit different, perhaps, than their first book? Do you think that's, you know, the more books you publish, the better? Is that your theory, or what's your thought on that?
Well, I think definitely you have an advantage because supposedly, we would hope anyway, an already published author has some sort of following, and they have what we call in the industry a platform, meaning they've got media contacts. They've already been doing all of the social media outlets. They have, you know, community outreach. They've got all of this built in. They've got a speaking agenda. These are all things that a traditional publishing house looks for. So when we publish a book by an author that's already been published, all of that comes with them. And that's a big advantage.
Yep.
So I would definitely encourage you to go after authors that are already published. And, you know, who knows, maybe they can just combine a few of their books, depending on the subject matter, and come up with your 101 Tips books. And the word vision, that is fantastic. And when you employ that, Byron, I think you will definitely have no problem cranking out about 500 books.
We're really excited. I want to leave you with a thought, and it's been so great to have you on the show, for starters.
Thank you.
And yeah, we need to get you chiming in and talking with our gurus, and we're going to actually start meeting with them and having, you know, inviting them to sort of mini webinars or symposiums or discussions about their book, and we would like you to be a guest at least once, if not 52 times a year.
I would be delighted.
So we'll thank you for that. But I wanted to mention something to you and get your reaction to this. But so, you know, there's a lot of buzz in the marketplace right now on, you know, about creating content, right?
And yes.
For your website, right, to help you organically improve your listing positions. A lot of companies are flocking to, you know, developing content and creating content. But there's a hidden jewel here that at least has been on the back of my mind that I wanted to mention to you and get your reaction to. And that is the following. It is someday over the rainbow in the eyes of Google, it is going to become less important with how much content you have on your website. And what will become more important is who wrote that content. And in my mind, Google is starting to pay very close attention to published, proven experts and authors that have ISBN numbers attached to their name. Do you agree with that, PJ? And can you see that in your vision of the web and where it's going, not to mention with words and winning of the war of words on the web, I like saying. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that you bring up a really good point, because as soon as you started talking about this, I immediately thought of, in a more downgraded version, if you will, endorsements. You know, every author needs to get endorsements for the book that they write or the articles that they write or what have you, or they're quoting someone who makes sense in their article or their book. And to me, an ISBN serves as, you know, part of my platform and as an endorsement. Someone thought enough of the content that I wanted to produce to publish it. Uh-huh. And I know from in-house, that's how we look at it. Well, someone else published this, you know, and we look at the book scan numbers to see how the book ranked. And, you know, we do our own research on the Internet to see what the feedback is about particular authors. So I do think it's headed that way, and honestly, I think it'll actually be helpful, maybe not so much for the authors themselves, but for the public who is interested in purchasing a book, whether it's in ebook form or hard copy. Because if you consider, Byron and Amanda, that there are over 300,000 titles that are traditionally published today, and then you can just add that same amount as to how many self-published books are out there, how does the consumer know what they want to read? Who's good? Does that make sense to you?
It does. And it's just so fresh to hear someone with so much knowledge that has met so many authors and helped people along the world of publishing. I just feel really honored to be on the phone with you to have you talk about what's happening in the publishing world. So thank you so much for being here. Amanda, did we leave anything out?
PJ, thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, I've encouraged all of our gurus who may have missed out on this or tuned in late. We're going to post this on the website. So if anyone has questions, they can certainly re-listen to all of PJ's great advice. And I would certainly encourage everyone to pick up PJ's book for some great ideas on how to get started on your own book campaign.
Well,
thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been delightful.
Thank
you for joining us.
And I only regret that Holly wasn't on the show, but you're going to get plenty of airtime with Holly. We're going to have Holly do an interview with you and with the gurus. So we'll be back at you with a series of agendas for you, potential publicity for you, and also help for Life Tips. And thanks for everything you do for Life Tips and all the great content you created. Thanks, PJ.
And thank you, Byron. Thanks, Amanda.
All the best.
Right on. Until next week, everybody, I hope your life is a little smarter.
Better.
Faster.
And more socially clued in? Socially tuned in? Social networking? I don't know.
More book rich.
Book rich.
I like that better. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Amanda, for setting this all up. And great guest, PJ. That was really a lot of fun. We'll see you next week, everyone. Thanks.